My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Tone, good morning. We are at DEF CON 1.
Hey, good morning.
I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it anymore. That's the way I'm supposed to act, right? Am I supposed to act that way?
No, I don't think you have to act like that
at all. Well, I tell you what, all over the country,
why would you have to act like that?
Our buddy Kincaid and Zalatunas, they are reaching a quote-unquote boiling point with the Phillies. Mets fans, they want them to call Trevor Bauer. Yankees fans are actually pretty happy. Mitch is pretty happy in there. I mean, Jazz Chisholm, seemingly he's going to be in Monument Park here very soon over there.
Already calling him Smooth Jazz over in the Bronx.
Dynamite dropping.
I mean, we had a Dr. Smooth.
We did. But you said we weren't huge on the nickname.
No, I never liked that nickname.
Yeah. It worked for some. It didn't work for me. So are we at DEF CON 1 here? Like, I heard Peterlin. We'll play some of that at 640. I heard Peterlin last night. Like, I got in the truck, and he was killing the Guardians. I mean, put them in a bag and got a baseball bat and beat on the bag.
So he was doing Look at Me radio yesterday? That's what he was doing?
Wait a minute. He had a lot of people agreeing with him. Like, hold on now.
I'm sure that definitely played to the vocal, very vocal minority loser faction of the fan base right
Woo!
Now. I'm sure that got them all pumped up.
Whoa!
So that's good.
No, hold on.
I'm glad those guys could all get in a room and commiserate and have a good time. I'm impressed.
I wouldn't call them losers, Anthony.
Oh, I would. Yeah, I definitely would.
Tone.
These are the same people that acted like the season was over 2 weeks ago when I pointed out 1,000 times, hey, have you paid attention to any of the other good teams in Major League Baseball? And then you notice that conversation is quieted quickly as they have a 6.5-game lead. And, oh, by the way, might be important to note, the Guardians have the best record in baseball right now. And so if you're outraged this morning, I think you're a loser fan. I think you're just looking to be heard.
Off we go.
I think you are you've always had something deep-seated about the Dolans, about the organization, about Chief Wahoo, about whatever. And so you thought that today or last night was going to be your big moment to shine. Then you realize, oh, you're just talking to the dorks on social media. You're just talking to each other. You're just having a big conversation to reaffirm everything you already believe. And then you realize, oh, it's actually a team that has the best record in baseball right now that a lot of us are having fun with.
I don't know what was a stronger rumble, what you just did or the implosion in Avon Lake.
Did you hear it?
No. Owen's family did. They were
boots
woken
on
up.
The ground.
Yeah.
Literally, they were in bed. Well, boots in the bed.
They said anytime between 5 and 7, and they set the thing off at 5:41. The, was it built, 1928, 23?
It was built a long time ago, yeah.
Long time ago. And then they immediately switched over on the news because they imploded the old power plant in Avon Lake. They switched over on the news. There was a I'm not taking
parts
any
of it. There's more to come later in the year.
Lime has taken plenty of swings over here. I'm not taking any swings. I turned on Channel 3. I'd never seen the guy before, and he's reporting. And then after the implosion, he's got a mask on. I go, oh great, the governor's going to show up, and here we go.
More explosive, 5:40 a.m. in Avon Lake or 5:40 p.m. yesterday on the Fan.
I think right now the most explosive, what Lima just said. 216-474-0092. Are those outraged losers? Are they losers?
How is Avon Lake getting power right now if they just lost their power plant?
It's been shut down for a while.
Will somebody answer that one for
me? Well, we can't even get the solar power because the plume of smoke.
Do we have hamsters? Do we have a video on the hamsters?
It's the old video where they go down in the bowels of the Sports Center studios, and it's Lance Armstrong riding the bike.
Right.
All right, are those outraged? Are the people who are outraged because they didn't quote unquote make more moves? Are they losers? Is that what you want to ask the people today?
I've just seen this. I've seen this from, it's all the same people. There's like probably 25 of them on social media. And there was nothing. There was nothing that the team was going to be able to do that was going to change your thought on any of the organizational things you've been upset with, the ownership things you've been upset with over the course of this. So what do they do at the trade deadline every year? They get really upset. They were the same people that got really mad last year that they made a trade at the deadline when clearly that was the smart move. You were on the wrong side of history if you were the one saying, oh, they waved the white flag. Yeah, they weren't good last year. I mean, everybody can delude themselves into thinking that they've got a shot. And that's what happened last year. Those people were wrong. I don't hear any of those people apologizing for being completely wrong last year. I don't hear any of those people being wrong for the countless times that the Guardians have won trades, that fans were upset at the trades. So it doesn't surprise me that those same people are like, hey, here's another chance. It's a trade deadline. It's time to rip the team that I probably don't even really watch to begin with. And so that's what happened. Even though a bunch of us are watching, a bunch of us are actually going to the games, a bunch of us are showing support for this team because they have been exciting and they have the best record in baseball.
Documented.
And so
right
if
here.
You're
well
if,
documented.
If you're mad today, then just admit it's your bit. It's the thing you've been doing for a long period of time. And
so you're saying they'll just never like the Guardians.
Right. There's
they'll
nothing,
just never really
they,
like
you might
them.
Not even be watching them. You're just like, they haven't won a World Series since 1948. Yeah, they're really hard to win, and baseball's a stupid, inequitable sport. We hammer that all the time. But I don't think today is the day to focus on that. I think today is the day to focus on the fact that they did add to their team and they got the best record in baseball. So if you want to dwell on the fact that they didn't get all the All-Stars. By the way, Kenny, how many All-Stars were traded yesterday at the trade deadline?
I think zero.
I think the answer is zero. The All-Stars this year.
Hold on. Let me just make sure here. Hold on.
This isn't these people, I think, compare it to NFL or the NBA. And they think all these significant names.
Oh, Jazz Chisholm was an All-Star 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, someone was like, Flaherty. Flaherty was not an All-Star this year.
I did not expect this. Like, I was going, man, like, I think we got excited about Jack Flaherty and the idea of him, the name of Jack Flaherty. Because you talk about these names, and then it becomes a point where you have to have them. And then when you don't have them, like, that's all there is. Like, Alex Cobb, I will agree with what Jonathan said yesterday about Alex Cobb. I'm like, well, that's not really exciting to anybody. He's 36 years old. He's coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. He had a good ERA last year, but that's last year.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a setback. Like, I don't know what that's really going to do for him. I'd probably, unless he comes in and he does something really well, I think I'd rather have the prospect, to be honest with you. But that's prospect hugging. I know that people don't like to hear
that. Logic, Flaherty was the last 3 years and was great this year.
There's people here. I'm going to get to you guys. Do you guys think that those who are outraged, quote unquote, with the Guardians are losers? I mean, I don't I'm not going to call them losers. I'm not mad like you aren't mad.
So what are what is
but
your
I
feeling?
I feel like I'm on my heels. I feel like I'm
not
heels.
Really getting a feeling out of you, Ken Carmen. How do you feel today?
I feel that they I feel that they were stopped because they do not have the type of farm prospects that they've had in the past. I think that they were stopped because there is an extra wild card. I think a lot of this is part of what the economics. Economics is a bad word because you automatically think of the owner being cheap. I think all this is that you didn't have the wherewithal that other teams did to make necessary trades to bring guys in. I mean, Antonetti basically said it himself. Did he not yesterday? I mean, listen, I know people don't want to hear Antonetti on this, but this is Antonetti yesterday about trying to make the best deals for themselves.
We traded for the players we did. So I think you can infer from that how we felt about other deals. If we felt there were better deals, we would have made them.
Is it crazy to say that they may have been simply outbid?
Well, we don't know what other teams even think. Remember, other teams scout our players too. They scout our prospects too.
Yeah.
What do other teams think about Delauder, Manzardo? Maybe they're not just not as high. It was the third best prospect for the Dodgers. They gave up their third best prospect to get Flaherty.
Yeah.
Detroit also. Well, I thought it was interesting. Me and you did have a good conversation about whether or not Detroit would want to trade in the division because Jason Lloyd said there was no way they were ever going to trade Flaherty. He said this, you know, last week.
I still didn't like that reasoning for it, but either way.
I've heard both sides of it because I do think it's interesting. Like, if you could
Did you see my reasoning for
well,
it?
Well, if you could steal prospects from the Guardians,
yeah.
then why wouldn't you give up Flaherty in the meantime? But again, I don't know what Detroit thought of our prospects. Just because we label our prospects a certain way and we rank them a certain way, they might look at them and they might not be as blown away. And so I'm supposed to sit here in fiction land and say that, well, this deal would have been easily better than another deal. Not if they don't like your prospects as much.
Like in years past, if I had the Guardians' fifth best prospect, is the Guardians' fifth best prospect better than the Yankees' second best prospect? Maybe in a lot of ways, yes. I mean,
if you're
going down the chart, like that's the way it is. But if the Guardians have their third best prospect, which is ranked against the Dodgers' third best prospect, well, they, in their farm system, may have him ranked a bit higher. Let me go to the phones here. KB in Brunswick, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, KB. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, man. The thing I want to get into about the Guardians in this trade is, I get the names. I get what you see and what you hear. What I know is Soler went somewhere. Austin Hayes went somewhere better. We got nothing. I am a Yankee fan. Watching Jazz do what he's done for the past couple of days.
Wait a minute. You said we got nothing. Hold on. You said we got nothing, but you also said you were a Yankees fan.
Whenever I say we, I mean the Guardians, Cleveland. I live in Cleveland. I love this team. I like
but you're a Yankees fan.
Yes, but
all
I
right,
love
come
baseball.
On. So you're saying it is possible.
KB.
Listen,
man. Okay. Owen,
all right,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God in heaven. The sweetest hit music. It is.
I can't allow it to go on when I give him in the other room hell all day long. I can't do it. I have to be fair to Mitch. Mitch is all excited about the Jazz Chisholm thing. And I'm going to rip him for it. You can't say we if you also say you're a Yankee fan. It doesn't work that way. There's no we when it comes to the – and I know it's not the Steelers and Browns, but there's no we when it comes to the Steelers and Browns. There's no we when it comes to Ohio State and Michigan. And I know it's different because in our generation, they're not really rivals, even though they made a documentary about it, whatever. I know that they're not really rivals in our generation. You still can't do that. They're still hated by 99% of sports fans. Yes.
Just to provide a little perspective, I am on MLB.com. They have their 2024 all-trade deadline team. The Guardians registered two players on there, including Alex Cobb, who was the fifth starter. I think that's more of just showing you what the trade deadline was.
Yeah. I think there wasn't
a ton of great movement, right?
I think these people think it's like the NFL when the Browns are trading for Odell Beckham or Deshaun Watson or the Cavs are trading for Donovan Mitchell. And then you look at the names, the caliber of players that were traded at the deadline. If you are freaking out that they didn't get any of these guys who you probably didn't even know existed a year ago, then I think you're probably overreacting, especially considering, Guardians have the best record in baseball today. So I think you sound kind of silly today.
I got something to counterpoint here in just a second. Robert in Euclid. Robert, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Robert.
I think anyone who's getting crazy is ridiculous, but the one thing the Guardians have to do is they look for controllable years and they look for guys that don't have a ton of money left on their contract. which really shrinks our pool. So we do end up with an outfielder 1 year arbitration left, who's, you know, he's an average outfielder, batting 250, he steals bases. That wasn't a horrible trade at all. And then we get a pitcher who hasn't pitched all year, and who last year was an all-star, so it's kind of like an if combat whether this guy can get it together or not. The same thing they did with Boyd. So I don't know why anybody in this town would be upset about this, because we've known this for ever since this ownership's had this group, that we have our niche. Our niche is we want controllable years at a low number when we make a trade, or we get a veteran that we're taking a chance on that is kind of a retread, like Cobb. So I'm not so sure why anybody would be upset about this. We weren't going out and get. If you look at the teams that did strike big, were teams that have large payrolls that were willing to take on future payroll. That's not who we are.
Robert, I see. This is where what they did is responsible.
They're gonna say you've been brainwashed by the Dolans.
What the Guardians did was responsible. So if they're going to be a responsible franchise, am I supposed to kill them for being a responsible franchise, Robert?
No, you can't, because we know this. Okay. This is nothing new that we haven't known for years.
But for the instant gratification of, quote-unquote, going for the gusto, think about this. Okay, they're in a city where you have an owner with the basketball team that has been willing to do just about anything.
Right.
Anything at any time, and actually spending, and I say quote unquote red because I don't know if that's altogether the truth, but they said they took a loss that year. Spend himself into the red to win a championship in 2016, right? Then you have the Browns, and clearly they're willing to do anything to try to win. I mean, they'll trade anybody at any given time. It doesn't matter.
They'll convert cash overnight to get guys.
But you, exactly. But you also have you have a team here that does have constraints because you're in a non-capped league. And so you leave your fans between a rock and a hard place. It is possible to win a World Series. It's not like we're doing the impossible. They got to Game 7 just 8 years ago, right? But it's that thirst to get over the hump, and are you willing to do so? Well, yeah, maybe they're willing to do so, but are they willing to risk putting themselves in a terrible situation in 3 years? I don't think they're willing to do that, no.
Can I say one thing real quick to Anthony about last year when they made the Savali trade? Is that I think the reason why people were upset was not because they thought we were going to win the World Series, but we were one game out when they made that deal. And in this town with the Guardians, we need hope. And any kind of hope with our budget is important. And I think last year people were upset because we were one game out, we traded arguably one of our best pitchers.
I mean, I thought we stunk last year. I thought we had no shot.
Robert, thank you for the call. We do have to run. 216-474-0092.
It's never fun to give up on a year. I get that, and that was waving the white flag, and we wonder, what does that do to the clubhouse? What does that do to the future of the Guardians? Well, a year later, they seem to be doing just fine.
There's differences here because, like, a couple of weeks ago, like, the Cubs are still kind of in it. And they've been bad over the last 10 games. But, like, the Cubs fans, they were upset. What are you doing? We're, like, two games out. Now they're seven games out of the wild card. They don't even have to worry about it. But you have a team like the Cardinals. They're three games above 500. I know this is nationally, but they're only two games out. Okay, well, the Cardinals are adding. They're adding. And so that's going to throw some fan bases off, because clearly you see, well, you're two games out. Why are you adding? Why are we taking away? So the extra wild card spot is doing exactly what they wanted it to do. Like, we are tooth and nails fighting over what our ideas are of baseball team building. Mitch, can you come in here and take my phone from me? It's lighting up too. I put it on Do Not Disturb. It doesn't help. So you're going to take the phone and put it in the other room because I can't. I have to turn everything off. My phone is blowing up. The Twitter's blowing up.
I don't know if it was losers or dorks that I love more.
I'm so used to this on Browns Monday. I am not used to this on July 31st. This is uncharted waters here. And I had no idea you were going to do that. I had no clue. You're taking swings at Peterlin. You're taking swings at Nick. You're taking swings at fans. You called me. Oh, what's your opinion, Ken? I go, I don't know what to say. I'm so shocked by what you're saying right now. I mean, this is surprising.
Well, I know.
And by the way, I'm not saying to take back what you said. I'm not going to. If you say it, obviously you made it. You're a grown man. Your name's on the show. It's just what you're saying right now is basically so different than what everybody else is saying across the country. And I mean this. Like I mentioned, 97.5, yeah. Our buddy John Kincaid. We look up to him. He's a great man. They are, mad at the Phillies, damn you. Like, they don't, like everywhere else, they are mad. You bet. And you are, because I'm going, I'm driving home last night. I'm hearing Peterlin. Tone, I'm hearing Peterlin. He's killing him. He's killing him. And I'm going, gosh, what am I not seeing? I'm not that mad. But I know when I go on tomorrow, I'm going to be called the Dolan's water carrier, even though the only thing they've done for me, they bring in hot dogs. That's the, Curtis brings in hot dogs. I mean, to be honest with you, there's people in that organization who can't stand us.
They're really good hot dogs.
Their hot dogs are great. Curtis is a wonderful guy.
They're easily bought and sold.
Bob DiBiasio is a wonderful guy. And the guy who lives in the area here who has a very heavy hand with the organization doesn't seem to care for us whatsoever. And so there's nothing that tells me that I would butter their bread and say, oh, these things are great. I'm just looking at them for what they are. Can I say that they should be irresponsible? Well, no. I don't know what they had to give in comparison with the... Well, the Dodgers gave up their third best prospect. Okay. Well, was he already still going to be better than our first best prospect? People can't see me. I'm throwing my arms up right now. Well, like, I don't know.
I said yesterday that I was not going to be surprised at all if they traded Manzardo, right? I wasn't going to be shocked if they traded D. Lauder. But then, you know, just in talking to some people and kind of getting a sense that, you know, just because these prospects are ranked where they are in our farm system and we feel really good about them does not mean at all that other teams like Detroit feel as good. They scout our players too. They scout all the players. So I understand, like, if you're just mad at the Dolans every year, then yeah, the trade deadline's a perfect time to just rip on the Guardians every year. I'm not happy we don't have resources, but I've done those shows. Guys, that's sports talk radio from 9 years ago. We've done all that. Like, I don't know, that gets boring to me.
Well,
if we want to just call up and talk about how we don't have the same resources as the other teams, that's a baseball problem, and yeah, it's a Dolan problem, but I mean, I've done hundreds of those shows over the years.
But in comparison...
Today, when my team is first place... And has the best record in baseball and 6.5 games of the Twins who did nothing and they're financially strapped too. And they were a huge disappointment yesterday at the deadline for a team that certainly could have used pieces and parts. Feel better about us than I do them. Like, yeah, I'm not going to feign the outrage over that. We've had so many of those shows over time.
Well, my issue of it is that there were times that, yes, obviously. And again, I think that Paul Dolan has stuck his foot in his mouth, and I think his brother running for political office and the money they spent on that campaign. I don't care what anybody says, guys. It's a bad look. There's no other way I can say it. It's a bad look for your fan base. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it's a bad look for a non-cap sport when we're talking about saving every money and cost sensitivity. I don't give a damn what was donated. It's going to be a bad look to the general public. Okay, damn it, that's my opinion on it. But the other part of this is that the Dolans have never been investigated by Major League Baseball for soaking. Okay, they've never been investigated by Major League Baseball for not doing what needs to be done to put a winning product on the field. They've never done that. And my issue is that it's not a defense of the Dolans. It's not that. And even when I say a Major League Baseball thing, that's not an excuse for the Dolans. My thought and theory of it is that, yes, at some point they're going to sell the baseball team and people will get their wishes and the new guy will come in. I'll say David Blitzer, and I said this at the end of the show yesterday. David Blitzer will come in. He might make one splash move. Everybody will go nuts, and then it will be business as baseball usual. I don't think that he's going to hold back on everything and soak it down. I don't think he's going to do that, but I don't think he's going to spend into the red. And the worst thing for Paul Dolan is that you have a cap sport that makes money hand over fist, so they can spend all the money in the world, and they're liquid where they can have all the money for Amari Cooper and all the money for Deshaun Watson and Myles Garrett and everybody else in the bank. And then you have another one who's one of the richest owners in professional sports all around the world, who is willing to spend into the quote-unquote red. And then you have the Dolans, who are just not those guys. But even if you had David Blitzer, even if you had Steve Jobs, even if you had Jeff Bezos, even if you had Elon Musk, think of any rich guy you had, I think they'd run it like a business. I think they'd run it like a business.
I think, I do think, and I, to some to some extent, I appreciate some of the passion from people who are not getting any younger, who are saying 1948,
why I don't call them losers.
World Series. But that's not even really who
that's
I'm
why
talking.
I don't like that.
I'm not even really talking to those people. I'm talking to there's some weird faction. They're like in their upper 20s and 30s, and they're acting like we've never had anything good in Cleveland ever. And this was gonna every year. This is gonna be the only shot ever to win ever again. So we got to go all in because it's easy for them because they don't have to deal with the consequences of if the team is totally out of resources and assets 2 years from now, and they're middling or terrible in the division because they've taken for granted we've had such a good organization that we could never possibly be bad. But they don't have to deal with the consequences of that. They'll just ignore it. They'll say, hey, it's good weather. Maybe I'll go to the ballpark, or maybe I'll just go do something else. They don't have to deal with those same consequences that the people running this baseball team have to deal with and are hamstrung by ownership.
They, by all means, cannot afford to be bad. They can all, but it, like, if they were to go in what's quote unquote going all in? What is that? The worst thing that's happened to them this year is that they've always had a good starting rotation. 216-474-0092. If you disagree with any of this, fine, let me hear it. The worst thing that they had going for them this year is that they've always had a good starting rotation. So have they had to trade for starting pitchers a lot? Not really. So when you have this trade deadline and you need starting pitching, well, it's going to come at a priority. We saw this coming from a mile away in April when they really started to start turning it up there. We saw this coming then. We had the countdown six weeks ago, about when the trade deadline was coming up and how these starting pitchers were going to be there. And maybe you were able to do it, but nobody was going to trade with you 6 weeks ago when you had the extra wild card spot. So now you have a premium put on a position that you don't really, and you can go back to Peter Angelo saying you're not going to pay a guy who plays once every 5 days or once a week. So you go back to that principle and you're thinking you're not going to be able to trade for that guy. You're not going to pay on his contract for the future. So that eliminated Blake Snell. He ain't been that great to begin with this year, but he's a name that people recognize. And it's another reason to say the typical thing that we've been saying about the ownership for a long time.
Well, so is that
and
is that what fans
afford? They have
so
to have a guarantee.
That's what fans truly want. They just want to win a headline the day after the trade deadline.
Basically,
yeah, I'll admit
some of them. Yes.
Who is it? Who had them losers? Was it the Athletic? The Athletic labeled the Guardians losers.
Yes.
And this show labeled some callers and some fans losers. Everybody's calling everybody losers today. I understand that. You just want big names. You want guys you've heard of. This was not your trade deadline then, man. I mean, look around Major League Baseball. This just wasn't it. I mean, even your boy Smooth Jazz, Mitch, give me all the great things about Smooth Jazz Chisholm.
Did do well last night.
Had a home run the other night, though.
So that's at least your Yankees up
there. That is.
Wow.
There it is.
Okay. Well played.
2 second Yankees.
216-474-0092. If they were to go quote-unquote all-in, which I don't know what all-in looks like this year, right? Maybe all-in looks different during the winter meetings that no one really pays attention
to. What the Cardinals were able to do, that probably is considered
more all-in. And they can afford to go all-in because that's the only sport that people care about in St. Louis. So they can afford to quote-unquote go all-in. You cannot tell me they can afford to go all-in because if it doesn't work, or you can't tell me that they can't do it because if it doesn't work, no one's going to go to the ballpark and everybody's going to hate you anyway. Okay? The argument that I can get, well, they owe Jose Ramirez more because he signed a smaller deal. All right, I owe you more, but if they're not there to give you more, I can't make those moves. I can't do it. I might not have the wherewithal in my field system because all these young guys are playing, and they've been playing over their heads, and they've been playing really well. So maybe there's not a move to make. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys. And, you know, did the Guardians let you down?
I did say I appreciated the passion. Some of it just rings.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Some of it just rings hollow to me.
I appreciate you, but you're a loser.
I wonder if people just have the trade deadline circled on their calendar. It's like, I got to get my tirade against the Dolans, because that's really what it is, right? I mean, that's what it is. We've just circled different dates on the calendar. Like I told you, we've just done those shows so often about how annoyed we are with the Dolans and baseball and the lack of spending and the lack of money. Like, at no point did I ever think, and I just seriously wonder what real Guardian, if I called you a loser and you go to every game and you are there no matter what, and you're just fighting mad today, but you'll be there tomorrow, then I apologize to those people. I don't really feel I'm talking to those people, but those people have clearly, they've made good in their heart with the fact that they know this is, it's a losing proposition rooting for teams like this in this sport. But what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to go root for the Yankees like Mitch and the guy that called in first segment and just adopt another team because they have more resources and more money? Then yeah, maybe you have more fun, but is it real fun? Is it genuine fun?
No, no.
Very vocal minority loser faction of the fan base.
Well, Peterlin was upset though last night. I got in the truck and I went, oh boy.
Is it because I know we have some audio to play?
Yeah, I'm gonna play him.
Is it because, and I heard it was a great segment. I did not hear the segment, so I'm excited to hear the audio. Maybe he makes a case, maybe he sways me. I'll have an open mind on this. But is it because Peterlin built it up in his mind and fans like him who do follow the team closely? Did they convince themselves, because the American League seems wide open this year, and it does, that why not let's go 2016 on it? Let's go Andrew Miller on it. Even though was there an Andrew Miller available?
I don't know if there was. I don't believe
there was.
Guys,
Flaherty is having a really good year. He is not, and I know it's a different position.
I'm very disappointed in that one. I got to tell you,
I would have been excited.
There wasn't a lot of money, and they're not going to trade within the division. I go, this isn't the Browns and Steelers and Bengals. Like I don't understand that. You can get farm players that you think are good. And again, Flaherty was given up for what, the third best prospect. Okay, so if you just felt the Dodgers were offering you better, hey, that's fine. Okay, I can get that. But if the Guardians are offering you better, it's baseball. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face
there.
You got a 1-year deal on the guy. Right. If he pitches that well, the Gardos aren't going to have him. You're going to have their prospects. You aren't going anywhere anyway, so you're laughing.
But you'd have to ask, what is Detroit looking for? Because that prospect's not major league ready. That's not like Manzardo is somebody who is
a little bit of service
is major league ready, but that's what I mean. We're only looking at it from our point of view. We're not looking at it from the team that actually has the asset.
Manzardo also started his career on the road in Detroit. He went 1-for-8. I don't know if they take that into consideration.
You just never,
you
just never know what the other team is looking for. But I get it. I get that our fans don't care what Detroit's looking for. We're not thinking. We just think, hey, Godfather offer, get it done. Because that's an easy thing for a fan to say.
I'm not ripping you, but if they do think that way, then yeah, they do believe we're not going to trade with anybody in the division.
Have you seen what that organization's done in the last decade?
Yeah, it's true. At one point, they put Bo Schembechler in charge. All right, this is Peterlin last night. I'm serious. Look that up. He said yesterday, folks, was a day of disappointment for the Guardians.
Today is a day of disappointment for me. I can't yell. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to get angry. I'm doing my best to keep myself grounded in this because I don't feel like today's the day I blow a gasket. But today's the day that I'm beyond that. I've yelled about this team for a while now. It's fine. It's okay. I've made peace with that. The part that I'm sad about and I'm depressed about and I'm a little disappointed in is that the Guardians have been telling me for years who they are, and I just thought this year was going to be different. And I'm the idiot for that.
Peterlin's a sad, sad boy.
Okay, he's not yelling there. I think there is a question to be had.
Okay.
A question to be asked. Like he said, he thought this year would be different. Maybe that's the difference here. Maybe that is simply the difference. Remember, he's not from here. He's been here a long time now. He is a Clevelander going forward. He's married,
yeah.
Kids, living on the east side.
We got our hooks into him.
But I do think there is something to be said. Like, I have done that. What Peterlin just did last night, I just told you, I've done it so many times. I've done it hundreds of times. Then, yeah, maybe blame me for, maybe new Lima, not as fun as old Lima. Old Lima probably would have been irate about that stuff. Maybe there is a difference there. I'm just too excited about this team right now anyway, and why everybody was trying to count them out over the last 2 weeks, and I'm like, have you been watching the other teams that you supposedly think we are competing with? And then you saw what we just took 2 out of 3 against Philly. We've won the 2 games in this series against Detroit. I feel really good about this team going down the stretch. I think Jonathan probably does. Does he not? What, does he think we're going to collapse? I don't think so.
Jonathan went a little bit further here, says they didn't want to give up any prospects for pitching.
I believed that they would look at the situation, understand that they had something special. They were given a gift with a great start to the season, and then try to capitalize on that. But I just don't believe the Guardians front office wants to go ahead and push the chips all in the middle of the table. And I don't believe they want to do anything more than win 85 to 90 to 95 games and really make a run for it. I think in their heart of hearts, what they're looking at and they're saying to themselves is, well, we'll get to the postseason and that's great. And whatever happens, happens. Obviously, they want to win. But the moves they made in the past couple of days don't tell me that they have any want to go ahead and give up their prospects in order to try to make sure that the starting rotation is good enough to give it an actual run. Because this starting rotation isn't good enough.
Let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Justin and Stowe, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Morning, Ken and Anthony.
Hi.
How's it going?
Doing okay, Justin. Go ahead, buddy.
Everybody clamoring for all these big players. What big-name players were out there? Vlad Jr. stayed in Toronto. Everybody wanted Brent Rooker. He stayed in Oakland. And then as far as the starting pitching goes, everybody overpaid. And the Jack Flaherty trade, I don't know what the Tigers were looking for, but I think the number three prospect in the Dodgers system was a catcher. We don't even have a catcher in our top 30 prospects. So they very well could not have wanted anybody that we had.
And Crochet did not get traded.
Right. So all these quote-unquote big names that everybody wanted, they're still where they were. Or the teams that got them, way overpaid. Like Houston, they gave up a fortune for Kikuchi, who has been average at best lately. So Lane Thomas is a big piece. He's not a superstar, but he mashes left-handed pitching. And then Alex Cobb was an all-star last year. I know he hasn't pitched this year, but they must have seen enough in his rehab starts to see something in him. And let's be honest, by the time we get to the playoffs is a bullpen game.
How's our bullpen? How's our bullpen this year?
Yes, we have the best bullpen in the league.
Justin, thank you.
I feel
go ahead.
Great about where we are. I just feel great about where we are, and it annoys the crap out of me that non-baseball fans try to know what they're talking about. Complain.
I'm not over the moon. I'll tell you this. I'm not over the moon, and thank you for
those
the call.
Those non-baseball fans. Those casual baseball fans.
Or as Lima would call them.
Oh, you're just talking to the dorks on social media.
I think the Alex Cobb thing is the flyer of flyers. I don't know if Jacob Bresnahan, see, I can't even get his first name right. If he walked in here and socked me in the face, I wouldn't know who the hell he is. So but when I hear 19-year-old, certainly not nowhere near Major League Baseball ready. When I hear about 19-year-old pitching prospect, I kind of revert back to old-time Guardians fans. I go, pitching prospects, well, we still have them. Like, maybe we should still hold on to him. Alex Cobb, I know that he suffered a bit of a setback recently, and I know he didn't want to be traded. Well, he's traded, and we'll see what happens with him. Maybe I would have rather just held on to him and see whether or not Matt Boyd was going to offer anything to us there. I don't. As far as their starting rotation, like, there wasn't a great big starting rotation guy that I think that they had the wherewithal to get. And that's the market. I can be as frustrated as I can. It's Lyman. It's like when you went to buy a house. How many houses did you try to buy before you actually were able to get through? And you were frustrated. You bitch my ear off every single day.
It's not a fun process.
It takes two to tango. I can't just make you sell me the house. I can't make you trade me the starting pitcher. Nick and Euclid, you're next up on the Fan. Got to go quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, my problem with this is, we have like one of the best bullpens in the league. We need starters that's going to get us to that fifth, sixth inning. Like, you know, what are we doing? And I'm not an idiot either. You're an idiot.
That's important.
You're an idiot.
It's important to qualify. I appreciate that.
But we need starters. We have only two starters, Bivy and Gavin Williams. Oh, with the
How about Gavin Williams last night? How about Gavin Williams? Let's go. Let's go. Rounding into form.
Nick, that might
you're
be
relying
the...
on two pitchers. You're relying on two pitchers that haven't started the whole season to take you into
how many,
the
playoffs. How many do we have in 2016?
I mean, it's not just...
one and a half by the end.
That's frustrating, Nick.
Pitched in the ALCS.
I have to hope because I don't think they had the wherewithal to get the starters because of the market for starters. If they're scarce, then they're going to cost more. supply and demand. And you got two guys there that you sent down to the minors who still can't get their heads out of the clouds
well,
right
if
now.
This is big. If Gavin Williams, this is really, really big.
He's
if Gavin
Williams really, yeah, mm-hmm.
can pitch like this, if he can pitch anything like this throughout the stretch run and getting into the postseason, I mean, Ben Lively, at this point, I'm done questioning him. Like, I thought this was a nice story for the first 2 months of the season. I mean, this is pretty damn good what he's been able to do.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.